This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After passing both the Senate and House earlier this week, the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act was signed into law Thursday by President Biden, making it the 11th federal holiday. Juneteenth is the day we celebrate President Lincoln's signing of the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863. Companies such as Allstate, Google, and Nike have announced they will recognize Juneteenth as a paid holiday for their employees. Three bodies have been found and two people remain missing after a group of tubers floating along the Dan River in North Carolina went over the dam on Wednesday. Rockingham County Sheriff's Office said in a tweet, there was a search and rescue operation in place from the Duke Energy plant to the Virginia state line. Louisiana's governor declared a state of emergency Thursday ahead of heavy rains and other possible effects of an approaching tropical storm just weeks into the hurricane season. The National Weather Service said the New Orleans area could get 8 inches of rain. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The community of Buckhead in Georgia wants out of Atlanta's jurisdiction. Tim Berg reports.
In the Atlanta community of Buckhead, the debate over becoming an independent city has been brewing on and off for decades. Now amid a spike in crime, calls to split from Atlanta have grown louder than ever. Homicides are up by 63% compared to the same time last year and up 43% compared to the same period in 2019. The city has seen more than 300 shooting incidents since the start of the year, up 45% from what it recorded last year this same time and up 55% from 2019. Bill White is the chairman and CEO of the Buckhead City Committee. He tells Fox News enough is enough.
We are living in a war zone. That's how we describe living in Buckhead. And what has happened here in the last several years is an incredibly dangerous spike in crime and a complete vacuum of leadership. The police in Atlanta are great policemen and women. We love them. They just want to do their job, and they're not being allowed to do that.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back in 2020, St. Louis, Mark and Patricia McCluskey were alarmed when a mob broke down a gate on private property and entered their private street. The couple held guns on the mob as they screamed back and forth. The issue has finally been settled. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau, reports.
The plea agreement means that neither Mark McCluskey nor Patricia McCluskey will face more serious felony weapon charges. Mark pleaded guilty to fourth-degree assault and was fined $750. Patricia pleaded guilty to second-degree harassment and will pay a $2,000 fine. The McCluskeys were caught on camera in June 2020 brandishing firearms at protesters who walked past their home on a march to the mayor's house. The couple pleaded not guilty to the more serious charges in October, but a new plea agreement was reached after Special Prosecutor Richard Callahan amended the charges. The couple said they felt threatened by the protesters, who they accused of breaking down an iron gate and ignoring a no trespassing sign. The people in the demonstration denied damaging the gate and said that the march was peaceful. In addition to the fine, the McCluskeys must forfeit their guns, which will be destroyed. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Former Van Halen members Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony have launched Instagram and Facebook pages dedicated to the Hagar era of Van Halen. The rockers, who are current bandmates in The Circle, announced the creation of the new social media pages Wednesday. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Live. You know, by now, what's going to be easy, right? And it's not, but it demands, when we are a government of, for, by we the people, that we the people put skin in the game and we take responsibility for what is happening in our country. We cannot subordinate it to our elected officials. If we do so, then you have what's being demonstrated across the country today, where people are going and confronting school boards and saying, hell no, this is not going to help happen. Critical race theory and these other principles that they want to thrust upon our children and indoctrinate our kids are. This is just a small example, I believe, of the microcosm that is happening throughout our culture and our institutions today. With us right now, Dr. Michael Rubin, the resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official. Michael, how you doing?
Pretty good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here, Michael, as always. The president just got back from his European tour, G7, NATO, the summit with Putin. And the question is, does America feel more safe today than it did, let's just say, even half a year ago?
The answer, of course, is no. At the very best, we're about the same as where we were. You know, Ben Domenech from The Federalist highlighted a good point with regard to Biden and his foreign policy dealings. While the Biden administration and the press which fawns over him is always happy to claim success in any of its meetings when they announce their deals, the missing question is, in exchange for what? They
yes, exactly.
They waived two sanctions in exchange for what? They tied Turkey to Afghanistan's airport in exchange for what? What are these concessions which Biden is giving? The answer is, we don't know.
Right. Well, when President Trump and other presidents went to meet with world leaders, there's always that term deliverables, Michael. And deliverables are something that the staff works out in advance so that when they meet, they've got a reason to have a conference together to say, hey, look at all these great things that we've accomplished and put together. But Biden decided to do something differently in the realm of the theoretical and decided to give up the store before he even met with Putin to begin with.
Well, that's absolutely the case. But actually, when it comes to the Putin meeting, though, I think it gets a little bit worse. Biden's administration, Biden's team, announced that Biden had given Putin 13 types of infrastructure which he will not tolerate Russian hackers attacking. But what that reads to me is that Biden is telling Russian hackers it's open season on everything that he hasn't given them.
Exactly.
What Biden should be saying is, you are not allowed to attack us. If you do, there will be hell to pay in any numbers of fronts. And this is all the different items on which we could respond. It's not to give open season on America.
You certainly don't raise the targets and say, here, we don't want you to shoot for the, you know, shoot at this, but here's the targets. So what do you expect to happen? I mean, common sense and natural human reaction would say the very thing you don't want me to shoot for is the very thing I'm going to aim at, especially if he's got people, I'm talking Putin now, in his own country that seemingly he can't control, that allows him to maintain some sort of plausible deniability for any hacking whatsoever.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bill. And as Russia analyst Anna Borshevskaya, full disclosure, she's my wife, wrote in the National Security website 1945, Putin won just from Biden showing up, because the fact that Biden would give Putin this legitimacy against the backdrop of the ransomware attacks and the hacking on U.S. infrastructure, against the backdrop of the high-profile imprisonments of Russian dissidents, suggests that Putin, again, as you said, is getting all the concessions up front, and the United States isn't getting anything clearly in return. Putin's getting a legitimacy from Biden in a way that, I mean, mirrors what Democrats accuse Trump of doing with regard to Putin.
Well, yeah, if you remember the first time that Trump went overseas, oh, the media was, you know, catatonic, and they went out of their skulls thinking that Trump was just going to be the worst ever. He was going to give away the farm and everything else. And, of course, their big upset was that, Trump had decided that, he believed Putin when he said that he didn't interfere with the election. And, of course, we didn't believe that, and they made fun of him, and the media jumped all over him, and then $70 million in a Mueller report and an impeachment proved that Donald Trump was mostly right.
Well, you're absolutely right, and what I can't stand, Bill, is the hypocrisy. As you know, I wasn't personally the biggest fan of Donald Trump, but at the same time, when the press, when the Biden and so forth are complaining about Trump not recognizing the results of the elections, well, what did Hillary Clinton do for 4 years? And
right.
When they complain about some senators questioning certification of the election results, well, not only Hillary Clinton, but also Barack Obama questioned the certification in certain states of the election results. So what we have is hypocrisy. Now, I don't want to get into the otherism. I'll condemn it all.
Yes.
I think Trump was wrong, and I think Biden is wrong, and Clinton is wrong. But enough is enough. What really is upsetting me is we're putting the partisan politics above having any national security strategy. And what
exactly.
I will castigate Biden for just very quickly is that before you meet with someone like Putin, you get a consensus back in the Senate among Democrats and Republicans, because that's where America's strongest. That's what Bill Clinton did. That's what Ronald Reagan did. That's what Gerald Ford did. And that's what Lyndon Johnson did. That's the core of American strength.
Well, it is unfortunate, like you said, these assets, whether it's the media, the legislative branch of our government, leaders within our own country that have had experience that know better, unfortunately, because of the division within our country, we're operating with half the capacity that we should be, because the fact of the matter is we need the mainstream media. We need the legacy media to make our presidents, to make our elected officials better, and they're better when they're held into account. And it's not so much about us today as much as it is for, you know, you got kids, you got young kids. I mean, they're the future leaders of America. What kind of America are we leaving to our kids and our grandkids here, Michael?
Well, you're absolutely right, and I'll leave that as a rhetorical question because I largely agree. But what frustrates me is even some of the off-the-cuff remarks by Biden, he acknowledged, well, they give me a list of people who I should call on. And they're only having him call on friendly reporters because, let's face it, Biden isn't the most articulate of presidents, and they want to strictly control him. But what you don't want is someone who's just going to trade their journalistic integrity for access. You want someone who's going to pick at the margins and ask, as I said at the beginning of this interview, what did you trade?
Right. You see, and I think that's the opportunity that we need to look at here, Michael, and you're bringing this out in this conversation here and adding clarity to it, and I believe it now more than ever, is that, with a strong press, we have a stronger government that's participating. But when you've crossed the line and you become partisan, then you've really destroyed your reason to exist, and you've compromised everybody in the process. And all we can do at this point is hope and pray that there's some sort of reawakening of these institutions that work for the greater good and not for the, you know, greater good of some party that they happen to be supporting at the time. Dr. Michael Rubin is with us, and our conversation with him will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Martinez back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are. That's our promise to you. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with Dr. Michael Rubin, the resident scholar with AEI, former Pentagon official. Michael, if you don't mind, I just want to share with the audience because, you know, what we've been going through with COVID, it's been an interesting observation of how our children have reacted. I mean, it's been the entire spectrum of how they've responded. And you were saying that your daughter is, you know, this has really kind of been a teaching moment for her about liberty, right?
Absolutely, Bill. Look, my philosophy and my wife's philosophy throughout all of this is we wanted our kids to have a normal life, that the chances of us having serious complications from COVID were very low because of our relative age and health. Mm-hmm. And so we had our daughter at summer camp throughout all this, play dates, everything. She had a normal life. And now when she looks at all this restriction, all this fear, what the government's doing, what I was telling you on the break is she's become a little libertarian. Both my wife and I are pretty conservative. I was afraid that normal kid rebellion, that she was going to become this flaming progressive.
Right.
This whole COVID thing has been a wake-up call to her about politicians, about taxes, about what government does and what government shouldn't do.
Exactly. And I think that's the reward of all this. And maybe the government, like anything else, they underestimate what they put out into the body politic. And even amongst young kids, I mean, you know, it's pretty amazing that someone her age could figure this out. And I think that part of the reason is because our liberties and our freedoms, our Constitution, are God-given, and they're based on God and natural laws that are endemic to all humanoids, right?
Well, absolutely. And simply put, no one likes being told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
If the person telling them can't give them a good reason for why they're telling them.
Exactly. And even if you say, look, we're going to restrict you, and it initially started for 15 days to stop the spread, 15 days turned into months, and then you get, you know, through that whole period of time, you get all these different stories and these false narratives that are coming out, and then, of course, the further on down the road you get, you know, Donald Trump, who said hydroxychloroquine was, you know, a potential answer. Well, of course, that was maligned and he was pigpiled. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, even to this day, doctors are using hydroxychloroquine for one reason. It works. And forget about all the politics and that crud that goes on. OK, and I'm not a doctor. I know a lot of doctors and I know what's happening there. And just like you said about the leak of the virus in Wuhan, everybody pigpiled against the president, said, nope, he's a knucklehead. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And now the media has had to, you know, bear some embarrassment, and rightfully so. And I think it even should be felt even harder because of what they've done to us, is they realized that they had squashed the truth. And there's something about the truth, Michael. Thank God it finds a way of getting out eventually.
Well, absolutely. And what really bothers me is there are a number of scientists who have openly admitted now that they kept quiet on the Wuhan lab leak issue simply because they didn't want to benefit Trump. In effect, what they're trying to do is game the politics at the expense of the science, at the expense of the truth. To me, that's the ultimate corruption. And what they don't understand, and what Anthony Fauci doesn't understand, is every time they do that, they lose a little bit of legitimacy. They create far greater cynicism. And therefore, it's the old tale of crying wolf. People don't believe them when it matters.
Well, the thing was surprising to me, Michael, I mean, go back historically in the timeline of all this. The same people that gave us all this faux, you know, prophetic evidence supposedly about, you know, climate change and global warming and the destruction of the planet and everything, and their models proved to be totally wrong. You know, a couple of decades later, they're allowed to enter into the body politic and into the conversation, and they scare the holy what have you out of people with these models. Again, they didn't get the first models right. They certainly didn't get these models right. And they're given room and place again to, you know, participate in the shutdown of our economy, the deaths of so many around the world. I mean, because this was not just the United States. This is around the world, and the damage that was done to everyday people, you know, to grandparents. You think of all those people that died in the nursing homes in New York because of, because of politics, basically. I think that's what it comes down to, doesn't it?
Right. And, Bill, you've touched a nerve for me because, as you know, my first degree is in environmental biology.
Mm.
And so if a model doesn't have predictive value, you don't use it, and you don't use it repeatedly. Certainly, that's the case. Now, when I was working on the Navy, for the Navy, when I was teaching on the ship, one of the top-ranking officers on any aircraft carrier and any carrier strike group is the meteorological officer. Mm. And when I was talking to one about this whole issue, she put it just so plainly that when you are a physicist, you isolate one variable, And that's how you advance physics. When it comes to environmental science, when it comes to meteorology, you have an open laboratory. It is impossible to isolate a single variable, and that's why there's so much we don't know. That's why the models don't work, simply because we're not able to set up a means to isolate what the real factors are. All we know is what the real factors aren't, and that's shown when the models don't have predictive value.
Exactly. Good point. And the other thing that happened here recently, which the mainstream media and other powers to be have been quick to, you know, flatten out, the CDC, I guess, to try to capture some sort of credibility, had come back and admitted that the numbers were actually a percentage, the people that actually died of COVID only. You know, take out the comorbidities. Let's just say, how many people actually died of COVID only? It was less than 5% of the 600,000 people just here in America that have died. I mean, we're talking at that point, when you look at those numbers, Michael, we're talking, you know, something less than what the flu would do on an annual basis.
You're absolutely right. And this is what I think Alex Patterson, formerly of the New York Times and then a writer, has been arguing consistently. And it's also the biggest difference, if we want to go into the history of epidemics, between COVID and something like the Spanish flu. The Spanish flu hit people in their prime, 18-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, whereas the Spanish flu went after, whereas COVID went after people with comorbidities. You know, it's a tragedy that they were struck down. But what also we have to factor in is the number of people who died simply because they were afraid to go to the doctor for otherwise curable ailments. The people who allowed their cancer to get too advanced to do anything about and so forth. Those are the people that really, it's a tragedy because their death was completely avoidable and senseless.
Yeah, without a doubt. And here we are. The president meets with international officials that every one of them had to have people have died in their countries. And they said little, if nothing, about the responsibility of the release of this this virus on the planet. And it is shocking to think that, wait a minute, are we reliving the 19th century all over again?
Well, in a way, and I was talking to a colleague recently who focuses on China, and what they pointed out, and it was after, I never thought about it, but when it comes to this self-censorship that we have, we always talk about how Hollywood self-censors to China. When was the last time you saw a movie with a Chinese villain?
Yeah.
And it's been decades now, and that's because of the self-censorship of Hollywood.
No, exactly. But this is what happens with the cancel culture. It becomes so diseased and infected that we ignore the obvious. But, you know, here it is, and you know better about this than I do, is that with this disease, there is a footprint. There is a footprint, an identifying footprint that says a lot about this virus and where it came from. And talk about censorship. I think it's interesting that some of the scientists are quite quiet, on the obvious and knowing that, in fact, it did come from China. And as one of the top Chinese virologists who escaped China, who was there at the Wuhan laboratory, and they got her quieted pretty quick, but she was able to get on Tucker Carlson and speak out and say this was not an accident. This was intentional.
Amen to that. I mean, China has a lot to answer for.
Well, we'll see if the United States or the international community, I mean, so far there doesn't seem to be a demonstration of a backbone here to do that. I've said, if nothing else, they should take away their favored nation status and fight back some way. I think that's something that they could do overnight, Michael, and really let China know that we're serious about it, and they can hide all the evidence they want. But I believe that smart people have figured out that it came from the Wuhan lab.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that next time more.
You got it. We've got to go. Dr. Michael Rubin, thank you, Michael. Take care.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yep, the roses on the...
Peraza's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Peraza's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Peraza's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After passing both the Senate and House earlier this week, the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act was signed into law Thursday by President Biden, making it the 11th federal holiday. Juneteenth is the day we celebrate President Lincoln's signing of the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863. Companies such as Allstate, Google, and Nike have announced they will recognize Juneteenth as a paid holiday for their employees. Three bodies have been found and two people remain missing after a group of tubers floating along the Dan River in North Carolina went over the dam on Wednesday. Rockingham County Sheriff's Office said in a tweet, there was a search and rescue operation in place from the Duke Energy plant to the Virginia state line. Louisiana's governor declared a state of emergency Thursday ahead of heavy rains and other possible effects of an approaching tropical storm just weeks into the hurricane season. The National Weather Service said the New Orleans area could get 8 inches of rain. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
America, we've got a new federal holiday, Juneteenth, to celebrate Father's Day. All this good fun and good reason for us to celebrate here in this free country. Still, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Robin Chambers joins us now. She's back with us. Focus on the Family is kicking off the lead-off to See Life 2021. This event has been evolving over the past few years, been really exciting, especially when I recall what happened in New York City. Against all odds, by the way, I might say, they didn't want Focus on the Family up there. They certainly didn't want them on the big, massive jumbotron there in Times Square showing real life right there at the moment with Abby Johnson, as I recall. But they were able to work around it, and the people still saw, much to their amazement and much to their education and awareness, that life begins miraculously a lot sooner than some people would perceive. Robin, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning. It's always so good to see you or see you talk with you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Exactly. Robin is Executive Director of Advocacy for Children at Focus. So, Robin, what are we going to do this year with See Life 2021?
I am so excited. I think, you know, a lot of us coming out of this pandemic and being really cautious and staying home over the last few months, 14 months, we're excited that we're going to be back in person. We will be having another See Life event, and that's SEE. So you're going to see life at that event. And we're in Dallas, Texas, August 28th at the American Airlines Arena. And we are super, super excited. We have a great show with some special guests. We'll be showing ultrasounds again, and then we have a concert with Matthew West. We're very excited to be back together with like-minded folks.
Well, and this is the thing, and people are appreciating as we're starting to come out from, you know, under our bunkers, so to speak, after 15, 16 months of, you know, being quarantined and being sensitive to this virus and all. And we realize, I mean, here in Florida, we've been mostly free, but I got to tell you, just the removal of masks and to be able to see people's faces again,
wow, you just don't realize how much you missed people's smiles and their expressions.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And, Focus on the Family is back in the building, and it has been energized being in the building again. I think folks are ready to work together and see one another again. So I'm excited.
Well, that is so cool. So See Life 2021, how can people, you know, be there, participate? You see, I'm going to be in Dallas next week for the National Radio Broadcasters Convention, so people will be hearing us live next week. So our 3 hours will be dedicated to NRB on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And got a lot of great people. Joel Rosenberg's going to, you know, stop by. We've got Pat Boone, the inimitable Pat Boone's talking about his new movie, Mulligan, and some just excellent people. Alan from Sela is dropping by as well, talking about their music and how it's, some people say, oh, is it coming back? Well, no, it never went away. it's just the nature of that kind of genre. But when you hear their music and their harmonies and everything, oh my gosh, it's just such a blessing. So just an incredible roster of talent that's going to be available for us at NRB. So I will be there. So just a little bit ahead of you, maybe I'll do some scouting for you and figure out an extra special restaurant or two for you to stop in and see. Okay?
Oh, I will take that. Thank you.
Okay.
So you asked how people can get involved. One of the things we're doing this year that is very new, and like you said, I love the fact that you mentioned our event in New York City and how just, God showed up in this amazing way. And then, with COVID and everything last year, it was very, everything was virtual. We were being very cautious. And so this year we decided to do a little combination of the two, and we have some amazing, amazing guests that will be doing some panel interviews, kind of talking about some hard topics. What do you do when you have an adverse diagnosis? What do you do when you're told that your child could possibly have Down syndrome? What do you do when you're in sudden pregnancy? And so we had an opportunity to sit down with those folks and film everything, and those episodes will start July 16th. Yes. They're on all the typical social media platforms. And then that culminates with our live event in Dallas. That website is up, and it's ready for people to register, and they just go to focusonthefamily.com/clife, and they can get all of those episodes that I just talked about and the dates that they're going to be aired and what we're talking about. And, of course, my favorite part, we'll be talking about the power of a picture.
Yes.
What does it mean for a young woman to see an ultrasound and how that changes her life? And then, again, you're going to see some amazing, amazing things at the live event, including ultrasound. We couldn't have an event without that, right?
Without a doubt. We love the modern technology of science and the truth that it reveals. It does make it undeniable. The things that, so many women in the past, as you have spoken about, and men as well, we've participated in this big lie, but now we know the truth. But we also need to know with that truth is that we have a very loving and forgiving and merciful God, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the things that we talk about is, when you're talking about a choice that's hard, a young woman or, a young man, maybe the father of the baby, they feel like the only option for them is abortion, and they've made that decision. We want them to be able to hear our hearts, which is, there is a journey to healing, and it includes walking through that, possibly with the pregnancy center. There's so many of those pregnancy centers that offer post-abortion healing, and we know that that healing comes from who we are in Christ. And so that's woven throughout these episodes, and we want people to know, like you said, that there's a very forgiving and grace-filled God that they can turn to. And so that's really my tone and my heart and my message through a lot of what we talk about through the episodes. And so thanks for bringing that up. Love that our hearts are in the same place.
Absolutely. Well, this is why whenever we get together, it's you sense the light gets brighter because Jesus is in the middle between us and what we're expressing and what we're sharing, sharing the truth of God. God understands we're fallen people. I mean, if we weren't, he wouldn't have to send Jesus to come and get us. And so he understands it. And it's up to us to realize that, no matter what we've done, whatever it is that we've done, the father is still there. I mean, we talk about Father's Day just around the corner. I mean, Father's Day this Sunday, and we've got the Father in heaven, the Father that Jesus himself, you know, told, you know, the Jews at the time, they called him Father. He goes, no. He goes, there's only one Father. And the true Father in heaven, when we think about Father's Day, we should really, really think, put at the very top, God Almighty himself, the one who created all, who made all this possible, who has the answers to our questions and our frustrations that and things we don't understand. He says, look, if you want wisdom, just ask for it. I'll give it to you. You know, if you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. He's not a father that just wants nothing to do with you and just says, well, you're such a knucklehead and you're so stubborn and, you know, I'm fed up with you. I mean, that's it. You know, in our humanness, we might say that. But God, in his incredible love and long suffering, says no. Hey, you know, like the prodigal, he's pulling up his cloak and he's running toward us and happy to receive us with open arms. Right.
What a beautiful word picture. And, you know, thinking of God the Father waiting for us, you know, to come to him, you know, what a beautiful picture. And I think about the men, you said earlier in the show, the men who have bought into the lie, you know, that they don't have a right to speak into this. And think about the grief that they have in their hearts and knowing that impacted who they are as a man, who impacted exactly. Who they are as a father. Mm-hmm. And I want to be really aware of that when we're talking about Sea Life. Men are just as valuable, just as important in this conversation. Mm-hmm. Because, again, like you said, of who we are, made in the image of God, made in the image of Christ, and they have to be part of this conversation.
Well, and women can appreciate pain unexpressed. And pain shoved down, especially on this issue, is just incredible. And I feel for the men who slowly but surely are coming to that reality. And they've been disqualified, as you said. They've been canceled. They look at it. It's not your body. It's my body. It's my, you know, my reproductive right, as if the man has nothing to do with it. And they've been told they're meaningless and inconsequential, or even worse yet, non-essential, right? And with that comes a lot of pain that men are coming to realize. Robin Chambers, as always, we appreciate you being here. Where can they go for more information? We got about 4 seconds.
FocusOnTheFamily.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and got a real treat for you. We got the director of this really neat new movie. God, it is so special on so many levels. The name of it is 12 Mighty Orphans, and the director is Ty Roberts. He joins us now. Ty, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Well, I got to tell you, I appreciate the movie. What a great job. The movie has already been released in Texas and soon to be released nationwide as of June the 18th. And, people are loving your movie.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we've had a really solid groundswell here in Texas. The audiences are coming out and showing their support, and you know, we're doing really great and have just had a wonderful reception and had so many random messages and people reaching out. I've heard from in so many years.
It's exactly
really cool. So.
Well, yeah, this is your second feature film, and so this is exciting for you. I mean, with every film and every project, you know, going through the whole process, but coming to this part of the denouement where you're at the climax of it all, it's being tested in the marketplace, the story definitely, you know, capturing the hearts of the viewers, and that's what all storytellers want, don't we?
Well, absolutely. You know, we want to make some sort of an impact, or, you know, whether it's a sports story or a historical piece about, you know, Rusty Russell, whatever it may be, is just, you know, the important thing is to leave, especially in the genre, is to leave our audience just feeling a little more upbeat with a little pep in their step. Seeing a historical movie like this that talks about, you know, at the end of the Great Depression here in Texas after the, you know, it, just a really tough time in their lives, and to be able to pull themselves up by their bootstraps and come through and form the team that they did. And, you know, these kids were just really tremendous people in their lives, and used football to motivate them to do other things. And it's just one of the, you know, A lot of times sports genre touches upon these tropes, but at the same time, I think this one's important, and I feel like Rusty was such a selfless, wonderful guy, and we can just always be reminded to give back. That's something that we can't hear enough of, I think.
You know, exactly. The 12 Mighty Orphans, true story inspired by true events, and it tells the story of the Mighty Mites. Go on and give us a little brief synopsis, if you would, Ty, of the movie and the story.
Yeah, so Rusty Russell is at a prestigious program in Temple, Texas, and he sort of mysteriously leaves the program to go to the Masonic Home Orphanage in Fort Worth with his wife, Juanita, and their four-year-old daughter. And it's sort of not really revealed why until a little bit later, but he and Juanita basically come in to turn around the orphanage to implement academics as well as to start the football program. And we later learned that, you know, Rusty was an orphan himself who actually went to the war, World War I, and, you know, had the loss of a brother, endured a lot of hardship himself, and really just was resilient, came out of it. You know, this was his full circle to come back and try to help kids that had similar stories in their lives and loss and a lot of hurt. And, you know, it really, really was an amazing act of just giving back for him, you know, and leave so much to really start anew. And he turned the program around, and the orphanage became a revered football program, and you know, had a great academic academics put in place by they actually formed their own school district at a certain point.
Right.
Just really impacted the lives of so many kids, and the fact that, you know, that truly is it's a true story. I just feel like it's always good to honor a story like that and people like that. We just can't have enough of it, especially now. I mean, we had no idea we would endure a pandemic along the way, but what a timely moment to be getting the film out. I just saw that New York and California was literally releasing most restrictions today, and I think we come out on Friday. So it's been a good sweet spot, I think, for a release right now, and especially for independent.
Well, and especially something like this that's so inspirational, as you say. And, you know, this is a movie about leadership, followership, teamwork, you know, but it starts with a leader. It starts with someone who has been given a God-sized vision. And, you know, not that I've had, you know, the conversation, you know, with Rusty, but I would sense that he'd probably attribute this vision for the school, you know, to the hand of God.
Well, I mean, he had endured so much and lost so much in his life. He had to have been a very strong man of faith, and to be able to come in there and pull this off and turn a place around like that. I mean, I there's no doubt in my mind that he was a very faithful man, and Juanita as well. She went on to really push young women during this time, which was unprecedented at the time.
Exactly.
You know, they were just an incredible, loving couple that lasted until, you know, he passed away. They were just a model sort of husband and wife team, and continued throughout the rest of their lives to teach kids and inspire kids and motivate them. And, you know, you got to look up to that to a degree, you know.
Exactly.
It's seldom. I think it's coming back, but, you know, there was a while there where I believe, you know, separation seemed more common than marriage.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, Ty, every time I see unique stories, and they are unique, it's met with resistance. Because this is what gives me this sense that there was something driving Ty and Juanita in such a way for them to see a better America, in depositing into these young people and the next generation something that would be powerful for them. And of course, Rusty knew that athletics was was a big part of this, that this could remedy a lot of what these kids needed, to give them some sense of accomplishment. Because at the end of the day, I think we all want to have this ability or this sense of being productive and being successful, being a winner. And this is what Ty introduced to these orphans that heretofore we're probably looking at a rather bleak life.
Yeah, I mean, any time that we can motivate a child and give them the opportunity to dream, I think we have to take advantage of that and really not forget that. I mean, as cynical as we want to be about corny sports and all that, I mean, that's great. And, you know, I understand that to a degree, but at the same time, you know, we do need to push these kids, and we do need to give them the ability to have a dream.
Exactly.
Because if you don't have it, you're not motivated. And, you know, as a filmmaker, I relate to it on a very deep level, and it's something that everybody deals with in their daily life. And,
exactly.
You know, it's It's you can't repeat it enough, I don't think. I mean, if you don't want to hear it, that's fine. But at the end of the day, you know, this is a family film. This is something that's coming out on Father's Day weekend, and we're hoping, you know, that old dad and kids will go out to the theater again and, you know, relive this sort of great experience of movie going.
Yeah, what a great Father's Day gift, right? Let me tell you, it's better than a tie and a pair of socks. Take dad to the movie, right?
I agree. I totally agree, because I think you're going to come out of it laughing and talking about it. I've had so many people, you know, text and email and just say, oh, my daughter's still asking about all the characters. And,
yeah.
You know, it's a good, you laugh, you cry, you experience a great motivational sort of feeling. I really think that, you know, this Father's Day weekend, it's a tremendous time to release the movie, and we're super excited about it.
Well, it's been a great effort from the team and that you've assembled here, Ty. Ty, how did you come in contact with the story?
My producer, Houston Hill, introduced me to the book. And I was a little...
This is Jim Dent's best-selling book, The 12 Mighty Orphans, you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that Jim Dent wrote in 2008, and it had a great reception, and some folks out of Dallas, Matt Barr and Mike Barr and Ryan Ross, had bought the rights to the book, and they had actually optioned those to another filmmaker, and it kind of went just stagnant for a while. And we kind of came in and picked it back up and got it moving again, and had to overcome a number of hurdles to get it back to a place where we could actually, you know, get the rights and get it, you know, into pre-production. And we reworked a script, and it just became a really interesting process of our own endurance.
Exactly.
And, as we're researching Rusty Russell and some of these boys and everything, it was just a real motivational factor for the co-writer Lane Garrison and I, who spent like 6 to 8 months in a 10 by 12 room trying to chart this story so we could condense it into a 2-hour film, because it's a 360 page book, and that's never easy. That was a daunting task.
Exactly. You know? Well, And the team that you put together, Luke Wilson, Martin Sheen, Robert Duvall, I mean, you got a great cast here.
Wonderful cast. I couldn't have been happier with them. You know, Luke was such a early catch to this and made the dominoes sort of fall into place. I mean, he's a Texas boy, played football, was a wide receiver. He's you know, quirky and smart and stoic in his own right. All the qualities that you know, I had envisioned for Rusty Russell, and was Rusty Russell. Very similar background in that regard, where he grew up and the sports he pursued and things like that. And you know, once Martin got on board, I was in my dream world of just you know, having some of the great actors of my generation and beyond, and you know, hooking in.
Ty, where can they go for more information?
Sony Pictures Classics, and you know, any site out there that you can Google it in there.
There it is, 12 Mighty Orphans. Thank you, Ty. Take care. Appreciate it.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters